Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you have joined us today. We're looking forward to the Bible Club meeting with you. And now, here to start the program is the Children's Bible Club Choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. And I think that last one you sang was one of my favorites. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. Just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like His great love. And boys and girls, we ought to be happy, rejoicing Christians. Psalm says, be glad in the Lord. Philippians says, rejoice in the Lord. And we ought not to go round with a frown. Listen to this poem for poor old frowny children. Tousled head, why do you frown? Why are you wearing your smile upside down? Have you forgotten who died for your sin? Have you forgotten He's living within? Jesus, your Savior, who loves you the while, wants to exchange every frown for a smile. And don't you know Jesus can put joy in your heart? And then your smile can be a blessing to other people who need the encouragement along the way. And now, choir, let's hear from you.
Shall we?
Samson was a special baby because his birth was announced by an angel of God. And he was to be a Nazarite, a special servant set apart to do God's work and God's will. He was never to cut his hair. He was never to drink strong drink. And he was to obey God's word all the days of his life. Oh, Manoah and his wife were so proud of their little boy, and they must have loved him dearly. But somehow or another, they must have also been too lenient, and maybe they even spoiled the boy Samson, because as he got older, his own self-will began to rise to the surface, and instead of wanting what God wanted, he wanted what Samson wanted. In fact, he was down in Timnath, and there he saw a girl who was not a Christian. She didn't love God. Rather, she worshipped foreign idols. But he liked her, and she was good-looking, and he told his daddy, "Get her for me." Why, his mother and father were so upset. Anyone knows as a Christian that a person who is saved and is God's servant should not marry a person who is not a Christian. That won't work. It's against God's word. And they said, "Isn't there somebody among our own people that you can like and marry?" He wouldn't even talk about it. All he said, "Get her for me." Sounds like some spoiled little boys and girls you meet sometimes, doesn't it? And so seemed like nothing to do but what Manoah went on down to Timnath to try to make the wedding arrangements. And when they went down there on the way, a lion stepped out in front of Samson, and the surge of the strength just went through his body, and he just caught that lion and ripped him like it was a little goat. And he slung him over beside the road and thought, boy, he sure was strong, you know. And then when they went back to get her, the wife, later on, when they were going to the wedding, Samson thought, I remember where I killed that lion. That sure was something how I did that so easily that day. And his pride got the best of him, and he stepped aside to see the carcass. And there in the bones of that lion was honey. Honey. Oh, honey's good. And honey would be quick strength. But Samson, don't do it. A Nazarite's not supposed to touch a dead body. Samson, don't do it. But he loved honey, and he was used to getting what he wanted, and so he took of the honey. And then he even gave some to his mother and father, but of course he didn't tell them where it came from. Isn't that the way sin works, boys and girls? We do wrong ourselves, and then we won't get somebody else in on it, too. How pitiful. So anyway, they went on down to the wedding, and while they were going, Samson got to thinking about the carcass of that lion and that honey, and he thought he'd have him some fun. Boy, he had a riddle nobody could solve. And so whenever they got everybody together for the bachelor party, you know, the big party to give him before the wedding, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now remember, he's teasing and playing with men who are not saved and don't know the Lord. And he's toying with sin. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 30 changes of garments and 30 shirts if you can solve my riddle for me. And he laughed, and they laughed and said, okay, tell it. And he said, well, you tell me what is sweet and what is strong. Out of the strong came forth sweetness, and out of the eater came forth meat. Now, what am I talking about? Well, you know those Philistines were puzzled. And they couldn't figure it out. They weren't about to be beat by a foreign guy, especially one that was supposed to be the servant of God. And so they got his wife to be cornered, and they said, listen here, sister, you find out what the answer is, or we're going to get you. We're going to burn your father's house down. What a threat. Oh, my, were these friends that were at his party? No, not at all. And you see if you think that she was his friend and really loved him. Because it wasn't long before she said, If you loved me, you'd tell me the answer to the riddle. And she begged and she squalled and she made over before him so long till finally he gave in to her and told her the answer. And when it came time for the party the next day, the men had an answer quickly, and they said, what is stronger than a lion, and what is sweeter than honey?
And Samson was furious because he realized what had happened. And it made him so mad that he went out and killed 30 Philistines and yanked the clothes off and gave them for the 30 changes of garments. And then he was so mad he just went storming home. Oh, my. How the feelings and emotions of Samson got the best of him. He just did what he thought on the spot instead of thinking and doing right. And then when he got over his pout, he went back to get his wife. And in the meantime, his father had given her to somebody else. And that made Samson so angry that he went out and he just was going to kill a whole bunch of the people. And you know what he did? He tied a bunch of foxes together. Tied their tails together, would you believe, and set the poor things on fire. Oh, I tell you, sometimes when you think about foxes running with their tails on fire, it's a little funny, and then you think about the poor, poor foxes. But they burned up the fields of corn and the vineyards and the olive groves, and the Philistines now were furious, and they determined to get old Samson. But Samson prayed to the Lord, and he killed many more Philistines. He killed 3,000, and he killed 1,000 of them with the jawbone of an ass. And you say, my, Samson did some terrible things. He was mighty, and he was strong. You know, it's never right to do wrong, even to get a chance to do right. Samson's sin started small with wrong desires and selfishness and doing things wrong and keeping secrets. And he could have been a great man for God, but he left his own self-discipline go, and he failed in God's best for his life. Give your life to the Lord and follow His word completely so you can be the best that God wants you to be.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.